Woodlands Electrical.
Hey, is James there?
This is James.
Hey, James, this is Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
I'm good.
Good, good. I know you're busy, so I really don't want to take up too much of your time. I just wanted to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer that our bank mailed out to your business. Looks like it was about two and a half weeks ago. And basically, it was based on some financing you guys had done with First Community and your D&B credit profile. And so based on that, we were able to pre-approve you for equipment financing and working capital for up to $250,000. So I just kind of wanted to circle back with you, see if you have anything coming up this quarter that might need some financing.
Not this quarter, no ma'am. We appreciate it, though.
Okay, perfect. Is there like a typical time of year you guys do reevaluate your equipment or capital needs?
Well, we usually do, but we do it all throughout the year, but this is the end of the year for us. This is our last quarter. And so the last thing I want to do is be borrowing money when I'm trying to get rid of money.
Oh, I see. Okay. So are you guys going to take advantage of Section 179 then, probably get rid of some of your cash that way?
Yes, ma'am.
Nice. That's smart. And then so I guess typically you guys don't, you're trying to get rid of money in the last quarter, but what about, the first, second, and third quarter? How is business normally looking?
It depends on what projects we're working on.
Okay.
Capital or not. We try to use as much of our own capital for everything.
That makes sense. I mean, that's like the smart way to do it. Do you guys have like a line of credit that you use, or do you guys just do business loans or just all your own cash normally?
Oh, we actually have a line of credit, but we use our own cash.
Okay. You guys don't use that line very often?
No, ma'am.
Nice. That's smart. Who do you guys normally bank with? Is it the First Community Bank? Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. How long have you guys been working with them?
Over 10 years.
Okay, 10 years. Would you say they satisfy, like, all of your business needs and wants?
I wouldn't say all, but they're pretty close.
Okay. What would you say is, like, a little bit lacking there?
Just if we do need a larger capital loan for something, they're a little slow.
Okay. So we actually...
They're a very conservative bank.
Okay, so it's like takes a little bit of a longer time to get approved, and it will be for a smaller amount than what you normally need.
Correct.
Okay, well, we definitely have programs that would help you out. We have a working capital program, and our loans are about 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales. What are your gross annual sales like?
$1.2 million, $1.3 million.
Oh, perfect. Okay, so like based on that, we would have like no problem getting you pre-approved for like a larger amount. What do you guys like normally need when, if you guys do need capital? Is there like kind of a specific amount? Because we could probably get you about the 130 to 195, somewhere in that range.
That's usually around where we're at. But
oh, perfect.
So right now we're in good shape.
Yeah, no, not for right now, just in case you did have like any needs in the future. And then just so you know as well, our approvals are usually in about 24 hours. So we can get you the cash in about 48 hours direct into your account. It's unsecured cash, and you can basically do with it whatever you want. So if there ever comes a need where you guys do need that capital and First Community can't provide it, then we can definitely help you out with that.
We'll keep you in mind.
Perfect. Do you have, like, an email address so I can just send you a quick note and follow up with you that way, just so you have my contact information on file?
Yes, ma'am. You can send it to Midlands.
Electric.
At windstream.net.
At windstream.net?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect, perfect. And just real quick before you go, are you guys seasonal, or is it... pretty steady throughout the year.
It's a steady throughout the year.
Okay, steady. And then, are you guys all residential, commercial, or both?
We're commercial.
Oh, commercial. And then, do you have typical payment terms, like a net 30, 60, 90?
Most of our clients are net 30.
Okay, net 30. Do you ever run into cash flow problems while waiting for payment?
Not usually.
Okay, that's good. I do work with a lot of different contractors, electric contractors, plumbing contractors, et cetera, that work commercial, and sometimes, they want to take on that project, but they don't have the capital because they're waiting for payment. So we have programs where we'll just give them just enough for them to start the project. They'll pay it off really quickly as soon as they get that payment, and then just make sure that, the workflow keeps going.
Right.
How long have you guys been in the industry for?
We've been in business 15 years.
Oh, 15 years? That's awesome. Do you guys do like any marketing, or is it all word of mouth?
No, it's word of mouth. We have a pretty strong client base.
Okay, and is it with electric contractors? Do you guys do bids as well to take on the jobs? Okay. Okay, so really the subcontracted bid through the general contractor?
Well, we actually own our own general contracting firm as well.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. Is it part of the same company?
No, ma'am, it's a totally separate entity.
Oh, well, that's definitely a smart way to run it, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So it sounds like you guys are growing.
We are.
Nice. Is there, like, any, what does your growth look like for the past 2 years?
We've had a 50% growth over the past 4 years. It's moved up each year.
Wow, 50% growth for the past 4 years? That's amazing. You guys are definitely doing something right.
We've been very fortunate.
Are there, like, any obstacles for your growth?
Not really.
Nice. So, I guess, like, what would you say differentiates you over your competitors?
Part of our business is a specialized field. We deal with medical and dentistry.
Oh, so it's like a lot of the medical and dentistry. And what makes that like different?
You got to actually know what you're doing. There's a lot of secrets to that side of the business.
Oh,
an everyday thing.
Interesting. So is it just like because those facilities require like a lot more machinery, things like that, you have to make sure like the electric in the building is just set up the right way?
The codes are different and the equipment's a specialized equipment.
Oh, well, that's awesome. So you guys definitely are like have that like niche market? Niche?
Yes.
Is it niche or niche?
I've heard it both ways.
All right. Well, I mean, it sounds like everything is going pretty good. Quick recap, you bank with First Community. How big is your line of credit with them, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, we only have a small line of credit. With Midland side is only a $25,000 line of credit.
Okay, $25,000. Yeah, so I mean, if you did have that bigger project where you needed a large capital, I can see how you wouldn't want to use your line of credit. Have you guys ever gotten close to using it all? Because I know sometimes if you can use up to like 50 to 90, 95% or 100%, they'll turn it into a note.
About 5 years ago.
Okay. And did they turn it into a payoff loan?
No.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Because sometimes that can happen. All right. Well, but yeah, I mean, sounds like everything's going good right now. You guys don't want to spend anything towards the end of the year because you're trying to get rid of money. And even if you did take advantage of Section 179, you wouldn't want to finance that with equipment financing?
No.
Okay. So you wouldn't want to finance that. But every now and then you guys have projects or things that come up where you do need the larger capital and First Community can't help you there, and we definitely could. And so I'll send you a quick note here, Midlands Electric at windstream.net. Just give you a quick rundown on what we can do for you. And when would be the best time for me to follow up with you?
Usually around this time of day.
Okay, and then like next month?
Yes,
or...
yep, that'll be perfect.
Okay, follow up with you next month? Perfect. All right, I definitely will do. All right, it's been great talking to you. Do you go by James or Jim?
I go by both, so James is what most people call me. So.
All right, well, James, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, have a good one.